Test 3. This is the IELTS listening test. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four parts. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to part one. Part one. You will hear two neighbours who live in an apartment block talking about shopping for food. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hi, Shannon. How are you settling into your new flat?
Really well, thanks.
You look like you're going shopping.
Yes, I am. My cousins are coming to stay for a couple of days and I have to cook for them.
Well, there are plenty of places to buy food in Kite Place. It's the area by the harbour.
Oh, okay. I'll find that on the map. Thanks.
What sort of food do you need to get?
Well, neither of them eats meat, but they both like fish.
Well, there's a really good fish market there.
Oh, great. Where is it exactly?
It's at the far end of Kite Place. So you have to go over the bridge, and then it's on the right.
Okay. Is it open all day?
It doesn't close until 4, but I'd recommend going earlier than that. It does run out of some things.
Oh, I don't want that to happen.
As long as you get there by 3:30, you should be fine. It's only 11 now, so plenty of time.
Right.
Do you need to buy vegetables too?
I do, and I want to avoid all the plastic packaging in the supermarket.
Well, there's a really nice organic shop there. Now, what's it called? It's the name of a flower. I know, it's Rose.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Yeah, it sells vegetables and quite a lot of other stuff.
And where's that?
Well, as you reach the market, you'll see a big grey building on your left. I think it used to be a warehouse. Anyway, now it's a restaurant upstairs, but the ground floor has two shops either side of the entrance, and it's the one on the left.
That's easy enough.
You can't miss it. There's also a big sign on the pavement, so you can look for that.
Fine. I guess if I need anything else, I'll have to go to the supermarket.
Yeah, you should be able to get everything you need. But there's a minibus that goes to the supermarket if you need it. It's purple, and the number is 289.
Thanks. That's great.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
So, what do you need to get at the fish market? The salmon is always very good, and the shellfish.
I'm going to make a curry, I think, and I need about 12 prawns for that.
They'll have plenty of those.
Okay.
Have you ever tried samphire?
No. What's that?
It's a type of seaweed.
Oh.
I just ask for a handful, and you fry it in butter. It's delicious.
Oh, I might try that. How do you spell it?
It's S AMPHIRE.
Great. It's always good to try something different.
Yeah.
I'll see what beans they have in the organic shop, and I think I'll get something for dessert there.
How about a mango?
I'm not sure. They're not always ripe. I'd prefer a melon. It's bigger too.
Good idea. The owner also sells a lot of spices there that you can put in a curry, and things like coconut.
Oh, that's very helpful. I'll have a look.
No problem.
I know bread doesn't really go with curry, but I always like to have some in case.
As I said, all the bread is homemade, and there's lots of variety. I like the brown bread myself.
Mmm, sounds good.
They sell other things there too.
Like cakes? I love chocolate cake.
Well, not that. But they have a whole range of tarts, and the best are the strawberry ones.
Perfect. Hopefully I won't even have to go to the supermarket.
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.